Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This is only a test. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day. You're looking good. Boy, I'm feeling so relaxed.
You were like dancing and like shaking it out in there.
Listen, I'll tell you something. You know how earlier this month I was lying about there being water in my hot tub? There's no water in my hot tub, and it's hot. And it's bubbly. Hi.
Pictures? What?
I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, where are the pictures?
Oh, and you know
I kept refreshing. Me and all the peoples of the Bay Area were sitting there looking at our Instagram, refreshing and going, where are the bikini shots of Sarah in the hot tub? What's the deal here?
So, yes, I did promise bikini shots in the hot tub. And at some point, I will try
to. I just refreshed again.
They're not there yet.
They're not there.
I have not posted them.
I'm for sure seeing no bikini shots in the hot tub.
Well, here's how it went down. So we had started filling it on Monday after the electrician got us all hooked up. We're ready to go. Creativeenergy.com, you guys, just like.
Oh, that was my mouse. It didn't ding. Oops. Oh. Mm.
So, thank you, Shane.
I got you.
Full Shane.
Thank you.
So, they've been so great about it. Because we just had a ton to do before it was ready. So, the thing is there. We start filling it on Monday. It's filled up. Then it's got to heat itself up. And on Tuesday, John goes, so it's yesterday. I'm like, I come home from work. I'm like, all right. So, let's go get in the hot tub, right? Let's do this thing. And he's like, I started with the chemicals. I got to do the salt thing. It's a whole process to get it up and yep, running. It's a whole little test strips, all kinds of stuff. Once it's running, it's good. So he's and I'm like, but we can get in today, right? Like, I don't have to sit and wait for more chemical stuff. The chemicals are in. Let's get in the hot tub. So he's testing and he's doing this and he's putting the thing in, and I'm sitting out there and I'm reading a book, waiting, just hanging. And he goes, okay, well, I think we can get in. So I stood up and took off all my clothes and jumped in the tub. And then afterward, I went, oh, yeah, I was supposed to take a picture. Oh, well.
So you went in fully naked.
Yeah.
And did not rinse off first.
I did. I had rinsed off earlier in the day. But then I had put my clothes back on because I was told we would not be able to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. And then immediately after, and then my whole day was kind of screwed. Because at this point, it's like, I don't know, 1 o'clock. And I'm in the hot tub, and John's also, he's like, all right. And he gets undressed and he jumps in. So we're sitting in the hot tub. We're trying out all the different places to sit and then, you know, turn up the bubbles real far and turn them down all the way and just, you know, busy being naked in the hot tub. And then, so now it's, I don't know, like 1:45, we're getting out of the hot tub, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go in and take my shower. And then I realized that once I take my shower, I'm done with physical activity for the day. That's it. That shower's going to last me until the next day. So I'm like, oh, I was going to do some gardening. So I've got to figure out a schedule for exactly when every day I get into my incredibly relaxing hot tub.
Hot tub problems.
I wish I had. I wish that was. Yeah, that is problem.
I've got to figure. I got to get my work done. I've got to get anything physical done before, let's say, 4 p.m. Does that sound reasonable? 4 p.m. That's a good time for a hot tub. Oh my God.
There's some lady construction worker out there that dropped a saw on her foot and has no foot now.
Oh no. Why did she do that?
It was an accident. It was a work accident.
Why is it to be a lady one who drops it on her foot? Why couldn't it have been some dude who drops it on his foot?
You saying a lady can't do construction?
I'm saying she wouldn't be dropping any saws on her foot. That's what I'm saying.
My point is your problems are hot tub problems, yes. Not real people problems.
Yeah, hot tub problems. It's true. It's not even a
problem. I got to figure out when to go in.
Yeah, I got to get a schedule going. Oh, yeah, and then.
Oh, no.
No, this is
just. Oh, man.
And then.
Oh, Lordy, but Gordy, what could be next?
So we make dinner. It's later in the day.
And the hors d'oeuvres. Like they
I know,
just
the hors d'oeuvres were just, they overcooked. They were a little bit too brown.
Dinner was late.
So we eat dinner, and at dinner, John looks over at me and he goes, I'm going to trivia tonight. I'm like, you are? Him and all my friends went to trivia last night. I'm so jelly. So there I am at
You're
6.
Jealous of trivia?
Oh my God, you don't have trivia nights? You know why? Because you don't get to go to them because they're at night.
I know. Yeah. We have one in my building every Wednesday, and I'm like, I'd love
every
to go
Wednesday.
And do trivia. Yeah.
Wednesday? What day of the week is Wednesday?
Wednesday. What'd I say?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's Friends Day. So,
Who are you, Stimpy?
What time do they have the thing?
It's 7.
Yeah, 7. It's
I'm
too
in
late.
Bed.
I'm like, he goes, well, I mean, you could go. I'll probably be home by 9. I'm like, that's adorable. Thank you.
You could do it.
I mean, I could do it.
You could do it.
I could. Will I, though? I won't. Because also, they'll all be drinking.
So how does that fall into all these other major problems?
Nothing. It was just
yesterday.
He popped it on me. I could tell he was fully...
You can see your retirement from here.
Oh, my God.
Relax. Soon enough. I mean, I actually think for me, and I've thought a lot about this, it's best I continue to work for a while. Like, it really is. Not only because I have little kids and because I would like to have more money, but also because I should be busy.
Mm.
I don't need to be 50 in my late 50s at the beach daily. And then after that, like walking around going, wonder what I should do.
I would love that right now.
Yeah, I would love it too. But I'm saying, I think it's best I stay productive for some more years. But you,
me, I'm booking
go do
out.
Trivia.
I'm booking it.
Go do trivia.
I want to be in a book
drink
club
nightly.
Oh yeah, just one drink. Just one drink a night. Right around 5. Maybe 2 drinks. I don't know.
Or
parents.
5. Who cares?
What'd you say?
My parents were like that. They always had a little highball there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, my parents too. Every day there was my dad actually that had been ongoing. He really doesn't drink the way he used to. Once in a great while, you'll see him get a couple drinks in him. But my mom, it's like they've switched roles. She used to just have one gin every night. And now she's just like, drinks? Why would I ever stop? I'm 80 years old.
Right.
Yikes.
Sarah's going to be having drinks, smokes.
Oh, I get to have smokes too? I'm not going to
do all
that.
The stuff. Yeah, you will.
No, I won't do that. I'm going to try to not to. To not to. I'm trying.
Back anyway, to all yes. that devil idle hands do the devil's work. I really got it. For me, I need to stay busy.
Well, John told me that he goes, when you'll be surprised how much stuff you'll have planned. You'll have, you know, the trivia nights and the book clubs and the maybe a crochet circle. I don't know. What do grandmas do?
You're really getting after
it. Go see my kids a lot. That'll be great. Someday.
Not far off.
No. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, not so far off.
Right.
But in the meantime, today's hump day, the most magnificent day of the week, other than, let's say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a good day, though. It's a good one. You know, it's the midway point of the week.
It's no Thursday, but it's all right.
By the way, I didn't want to interrupt the hot tub drama, because there's some.
Yes.
Yikes. Warriors win!
Warriors!
Oh, Warriors won, everyone! Yeah. Woo!
Warriors. Woo! Did you see the big meeting that was happening in the, what is that called? The lounge? The lunchroom?
Yeah.
The big, as you walk in, we have a bank of elevators, and you turn to your left, and there's these glass doors, and there's a big Odyssey sign, and then there's all kind of like cool seating, and there's a kitchen kind of off to the side, but it's kind of a gathering area, and they've got some lounge chairs and stuff. All the guys from the morning show on the JoJo show down the hall from us on the game, they're all just sitting around. I'm like, haven't you guys talked about this enough? I mean, you just got done with a 4-hour show.
This was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a lot of days. When I leave, I usually
stop talking about sports. I'm like,
I get stopped and asked a question about the Warriors or what the new Giants uniforms or something like that. And I enjoy it.
What do you think about those torpedo bats?
It's what radio should be.
No
people
thoughts
after
on
the
it.
Show hanging out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's
chopping it up.
Talking about sports all day.
They're using the lunchroom because there is no other space.
Right.
But that's,
they've been kicked out of their studio and right outside their sales.
They're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah.
Yara.
You can say hot tub, but you can't say hot dog.
Oh.
What's hot the deal
tub
with that?
It is a hot tub.
Yeah.
Hot tub.
Right.
But it's a hot dog. It is. It's just a hot dog. That's what it is. It's not a hot tub. You know what it is? It's the U. It's the second U. It's not a hot tub. It's a hot tub. Funny. I can't do two of the same vowel sound in a row.
ABCs of Sarah.
I know. I'm going to have to spend some time pondering that.
Mystery.
In my hot tub. what else do the people say? Are they excited for my hot tub?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm so relaxed today. Give me your worst, everyone. Give me your worst.
Don't say that. You really don't want that.
Don't worry, I won't see it.
You're asking me to read that to you, you crazy person.
Oh, I'm not. No. Go send me your worst. Vinny will screen it out as he always does.
Yep.
I never know. I go blissfully and ignorantly about my day. Doo-dee-doo.
As you should.
Hot tub time?
It's not yet.
Well, it is funny because most people at their work don't get like a, you know, constant review of everything that they say and do and think. I mean, actually, I suppose you can have that if you get yourself onto social media. You can.
That's what Slack is for.
Oh, right. Is that the message system? You were telling me about Slack, right? Is that what your wife uses?
Yes. That was, I believe, Salesforce, the big company, bought Slack. And so that's now in their.
Just some kind of interoffice messaging
system. But it's an
interoffice
message. It's a way to. I mean, it's the stuff. Some of this stuff is pretty groundbreaking in terms of how they use it for business. The average person's like, Slack, what are you talking about?
Mm.
Like, no, you know.
Could we have it if we wanted it?
I've used Slack everywhere I've worked.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here?
I mean,
we don't have it here, do we?
No, I mean, but we could. I mean, it's not a big deal.
We do have it here. Bob is confirming that we have it here. Let's, fix all Bob's stuff up here. You know. Yeah. Bob might have
thoughts. I just got back on the Odyssey portal yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
One thing
I
at a
finally
time.
Got back on, and so the guys helped me in engineering. There were many emails back at
it had Slack been. It had been, because I was asked and told it had been 180 days or something since you had been on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back and I got on, and I was like, I am expecting 20 training modules. There were none.
Oh, maybe they got deleted after a certain amount of time. That's the trick.
I even wrote Sam and I said, how will I know how to behave at work if I don't have, what is happening here? I won't know what to do.
Were there other emails or had it been blanked?
Oh no, there were some emails there waiting for me.
So it's clearly it was a working thing. And so if there had been anything like that in your inbox.
I just, there's
you must have completed all your training manuals.
I think they stopped doing that.
Well,
no.
Has it been a full year?
Silly.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to bet that it's been 180 days. And then after that, he stopped going to the portal. And...
Well, thank goodness, because I really was concerned that I might come in here and not know what to do.
Oh.
So I need those training modules.
Yes, you need to know what you can and can't say, what you can and can't do.
Loretta's got a situation brewing in the cafeteria. Let's watch and see how she handles it.
Oh.
There'll be a test after, so pay attention.
Well, what happens? Now you actually have my...
I'm sorry.
I'm curious.
You got an 85%. You needed the 90%. Please go back and review the modules and do them again.
Bob, you do these modules yet?
Yeah, I was literally just working on one as we started the show.
Oh, get out of here. So
was it the one with Loretta
back.
Or what?
Fudge.
Well, no, she's catching up. I'm sure there's like required ones when you're onboarding.
All right, good.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know what to do without
today.
Him.
It was when I came on, I was on modules for like 2 weeks working on modules. There's a lot. It's a lot. Well, and then she's
Odyssey's
also
big,
like me. We
company.
Have to do the digital modules too. So when all, we have to do the modules that you do, plus there's a whole nother thing for digital.
Mm.
And a lot of them repeat themselves, but whatever.
I know that one of the problems I have with them is let me skip to the test. This is going to blow your mind, but common sense often will get you through these things without any hitch.
Yeah.
You don't even need to see the module, but
even
they won't let you.
Even just past taking of modules will give you the answer.
I've
like, I
in.
Have learned.
I walked into the DMV test and went, I got this. And did in fact have it. Like, it was no problem. Mm. Nailed it. Done. Bye. Mm. Like, let me take the test, please. Now, listen, I admit, I don't talk math. I don't speak that language. I've heard
there's
it's
math tests.
No, but
this?
I'm saying if there was a math test, like let me go back to module pre-algebra and work my way back up.
Right, but once you have the basic math done, you can do some of the future
I
modules.
Might be right, but I'm saying like that. You know, the universal language numbers. I don't know. Mm. I don't speak that.
Well, you know, 43.
I do.
Yeah,
and I do have fingers, so.
How many?
Anyway.
All of them.
All
right. Listen, we got a jam-packed show today. I've been busting my ass all morning. It's going to be super fun. We're starting with a game. And it's I know, Bob. Woo, woo, woo. Oh, Bob. Bob got all turned on.
All
mics were turned on and everything else. What were you going to tell us?
Something about Slack.
Oh, yeah.
What's about Slack?
Oh, yeah. We have that.
Who do you talk? You don't
talk to? The corporate guys Slack me.
Oh, because you're corpo.
Right. She's corpo.
She's a suit. Yeah.
She's like above our pay grade. We're lucky to have her.
I'm
a
spy.
Gotta be careful what I say around you. I didn't even think of that. Oh, my
goodness.
True.
Don't say anything you wouldn't say on the radio.
That's impossible. KLLC, KLLC HD, one San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, all sports show. See you in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.